Services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Flash Sports, terms and conditions.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
President Trump spars with 60 Minutes. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
I don't want to have that fight with you.
Hey,
all right,
okay.
We're having another fight with you.
Leslie,
okay.
It's okay. In the meantime, I'm president and you're not.
The president and CBS's Leslie Stahl got into it on several issues.
Why don't you Russians meddled?
Because I think China meddled also.
She asked if he'd pledge not to fire Special Counsel Mueller in the Russia probe. The president said no, but the idea he got Russia's help is ridiculous. She pressed him on climate change in North Korea and reported chaos in the White House.
It's wrong. It's so false. It's fake news.
The president also raised eyebrows, calling Defense Secretary Mattis sort of a Democrat.
We get along very well. He may leave. I mean, at some point, everybody leaves.
The president also said if Saudi Arabia is responsible for murdering a missing journalist, it'd be terrible and disgusting.
We're going to get to the bottom of it, and there will be severe punishment.
Fox's Simon Owen has the latest on that investigation live from London.
Dave, 13 days after Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi was last seen walking into the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey's foreign ministry saying an inspection of the facility is expected later today. A joint visit involving both Turkish and Saudi officials. The countries have agreed to investigate together. Turkish officials have alleged that Khashoggi, a critic of the Saudi crown prince, was killed and dismembered by a Saudi hit team. Saudi Arabia calls those claims baseless. Dave.
Simon, next hour, President Trump hits the road going to Florida and Georgia to look at Hurricane Michael's devastation. Will Sears survive? The one-time retail powerhouse has filed for bankruptcy protection.
Which means the chain will stay open, at least for now. The Chapter 11 filing means the bankruptcy court will run the company. Hedge fund manager Edward Lampert will step down as CEO, but will remain chairman.
Fox's Ginny Cassola. There used to be thousands of Sears and Kmart stores. That's down to about 700 and 142 more will close. This is Fox News.
To experience relief from muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This non-greasy foam is proven to relieve muscle cramps fast and reduce muscle soreness. TheraWorks Relief can also prevent muscle cramps before they start, so you can get a full night's sleep without having to worry about muscle cramps. TheraWorks Relief only takes minutes to apply, absorbs quickly, and it works. TheraWorks Relief is a life-changing product, and you don't even need a prescription. Get TheraWorks Relief today in the pain relief aisle at Walmart, CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens pharmacies, or TheraWorksRelief.com.
It's a crisp fall morning. Time for your daily pumpkin soy latte. As you wait for your coffee, you get a buzz. No, it's not your boss wanting extra whipped cream, but your ADT video doorbell. It's a package. Your new latte machine. No more $5 PSLs. Barista service. Brought to you by ADT. Designing and installing a smart home just for you. Backed by best-in-class 24/7 protection. Learn more at ADT.com. ADT. Real protection. License information available at ADT.com.
There's a new report on Medicaid, a study from the Government Accountability Office that in states that did not expand Medicaid, low-income Americans are more likely to skip medical treatment. Now, today's the day Americans who are eligible for Medicare can sign up or make changes.
Turning 65 comes with at least one benefit. You can enroll in Medicare. Open enrollment starts today and continues through December 7th. If you're already enrolled in Medicare, you can make changes to your coverage. There are 58 Medicare Advantage plans available in 2019. And 26 Medicare prescription plans. You can find out more from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services online at cms.gov. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
A young girl in Texas may be taken off life support today, though her parents hope to prevent doctors from pulling the plug.
9-year-old Peyton Summons was declared brain dead by doctors at Cook Children's Medical Center in North Texas after suffering a heart attack last month. Her family had been granted a 2-week temporary restraining order against the hospital to keep her on life support as they sought a second independent opinion. The judge last week declined the family's request to extend the deadline. The family arguing their daughter still has a heartbeat and that there's hope as they continue to explore more legal options. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Meghan Markle is pregnant. Just months after the American actress married Prince Harry, the royal couple expecting a baby in the spring. And Wall Street stocks could drop. Futures are down modestly now before the opening bell. In baseball's playoffs, the Red Sox get even with the Astros.
In the air, left field. That is slicing.
Jackie Bradley Jr.'s three-run double gave Boston the lead, and they hung on, beating Houston 7-5 to tie the American League Championship Series at a game apiece. Later today, the NLCS resumes. Los Angeles and Milwaukee tied at 1-1. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Hey, good Monday morning. Chilly.
Yeah, it is.
News, Jamie, brought to you by ABC Heating and Air. It's as easy as ABC to always be comfortable. Depend on their skilled, licensed, and experienced technicians at ABC Heating and Air Conditioning to help you with your residential and commercial needs. ABC Heating and AC.com or 352-5400.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Emergency crews went out on an apartment fire Saturday afternoon in Champaign near Market Street and University Avenue. WCIA says one person was displaced. The fire was contained to one apartment. No one was hurt. Police are out with the names of two more people they say are suspected of having gang affiliations or are gang members. They are looking for 23-year-old Kenichi Townsend and 20-year-old Shamario Brown. Townsend is wanted for aggravated battery. Brown is wanted for a parole violation. Police are asking for help in solving a fatal shooting. A 35-year-old man died. Police found him in a home on Lawndale Drive near Westfield. Police said those who live between Kirby and Springfield Avenue and between Duncan and Kenwood Road can help. Police are looking for exterior home surveillance video taken near the area of Centennial and Sangamon Drive between midnight and 3 a.m. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Well, fall is officially here in Central Illinois, and ABC Heating and Air knows that soon Old Man Winter will be knocking on your doors. Ensure your furnace is running at its best when you schedule a fall tune-up at ABC Heating and Air. Don't trust me? Read their reviews. Like ABC has come to my rescue more than once this week. We've always gotten great prompt service at a great price with ABC. And ABC is always professional and never overpriced on any item. Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 or find them online at ABCHeatingandAC.com.
All right, here's your weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent. Two locations, Village at the Crossing in Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana. 367 Rose or BlossomBasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie J. Since we're right smack dab in the middle of October, I looked up the average temperature for this time of year. 65 our high, 44 our low.
Wow. We're not going to hit 65, are we?
No. We have a 20% chance of precip, 48 with partly cloudy conditions by this afternoon, and 32 are low into the evening tonight. In fact, a freeze watch in effect from 10 o'clock tonight until tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. We've got a high 54 expected tomorrow, down to around 38, and 51 the high with sunshine on Wednesday. Right now, we're at 43, overcast. Every once in a while, you'll have some stuff hit the windshield, so a little precipitation.
Yeah.
ESPN 93.5.
We've got a lot to talk about for homecoming weekend. We'll get to the parade cancellation. Snowflakes Friday.
Right.
Big snowflakes.
Yeah, but enough to cancel the parade when it's fine at 6 o'clock.
Illinois football, I'm going to touch on that as well. Got a guy unhappy walking from St. Charles, Illinois to Springfield, Illinois. Unhappy about state government.
Okay.
He's on foot. We'll call him on the move.
Glad that he has time for that.
Professor Alan Sachs, political science professor, University of Texas at Arlington. Always a pleasure to begin our Mondays with Alan. How are you?
It's too cold. It's too wet here in central Texas, and I'm mad about it.
I was
mad at the summer. We had a terribly hot summer, and I was waiting for the nice fall weather. But the nice fall weather didn't come the way I thought it would. It came with torrential downpours of rain and cold temperatures.
Well, okay.
That's what we got.
That's kind of what we got. Hey, I'm hearing that the Republicans lost the election. Are you hearing the same thing? We haven't even voted, but apparently it's over.
That's right. It's over. If you listen to a lot of the talking heads on television, it's over. But I don't think it's over at all. I do think there's probably going to be a split decision in November at the midterm elections, but nobody knows for sure. It's very volatile. If somehow maybe many Republicans in the House of Representatives, incumbents like Daryl Issa and a few others who were pretty strong in Republicans decided to call it quits this year, Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House in Wisconsin, and others, I think the Republicans would have been easily able to take the House back. But so many of them jumped ship for a variety of reasons. They may be having second thoughts right now, but right now they have jumped ship, and that has certainly not helped the Republicans at all.
You know, if you want Donald Trump impeached, you need to vote Democrat. It's as simple as that. This is an impeachment vote because the Democratic House, with the pressure from the progressives, will have to bring up at least proceedings. And then who knows? That'll take a couple of years. But the goal in the House of Representatives won't be to do anything for the people. It'll be to tarnish Donald Trump, to beat him in 2020, and it could backfire. I mean, it got sympathetic for Bill Clinton when they did that on Monica Lewinsky 20 years ago.
But they don't care. They don't care. They are so mad, they just don't care, and so frustrated. And the head of some of our the committees in the House, oh, my gosh, you want to just hold your head.
No.
Ms. Waters, Maxine Waters, I believe, who is very, very infamous for a lot of her comments, she'll be the new chairperson of the House Financial Services Committee.
Well,
if the Democrats take back the House of Representatives. A man by the name of Jerry Nadler of New York will become the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee.
Mm.
And he's already said that he's ready to start investigations, not only about President Trump, but about Justice Kavanaugh as well. So you're right. Fasten your seatbelts if the Democrats take over the House.
I just don't, and I might be 100% off, I don't feel anything like that. All I hear about the Democrats is they want to get rid of Donald Trump. They hate Donald Trump. I don't know what they're going to do for me.
They hate everything, by the way. And I'm looking now at the Drudge Report this morning. I saw the same thing yesterday in between football games. And it shows a terrifying scene in Portland, Oregon, which a bunch of, hooded, black-clad Antifa people streets of Portland, Oregon. And the liberal mayor of Portland said that he did not want the police to interfere in a fight between them and some other individuals marching in the street. He said it would have made it worse if the police would have interfered. I'd like to ask the mayor, does that mean if you see two people fighting that the police just sit there and watch it like a ringside event?
Tell you what, it's stunning to me how police are told, and it's not the police's fault, they're told to stand down. They're told to stand down.
It's not the police's fault at all. It's these liberal mayors, and they give the excuse it'll make things worse. Police are there to stop fights and to stop problems and not just sit around and watch it.
Yeah.
But you're right, it is not their fault. It's these mayors' fault, like in Chicago with Rahm Emanuel, and also now in Portland, Oregon with the mayor there.
I don't understand how you can dress in black, all covered up. Isn't that domestic terrorism when you incite violence?
There used to be laws, and probably still are in the books, it was directed at the Klan, that you could not cover up your face with a mask. And that's exactly what these Antifa people are doing. But they don't go after them because that's a different story altogether. But there were anti-Klan legislation, and correctly so, many, many years ago, that you could not wear a mask over your face that the Klan once wore. But it's okay if you're Antifa.
Alan Sachs, last question. What do we do about the Washington Post columnist that disappeared in the, I think, Turkish embassy? And there's reports that he's dead. I mean, I don't know what or when or how, but Saudi is an ally. How do we deal with that?
I differ with President Trump in one respect. He said it's doubly bad, I'm paraphrasing, because he was a reporter. I'd say to the president respectfully, no, every life is important. Reporters' lives are no more important than other people's lives at this point. There's a German newspaper who came out with a story, but it's not been publicized too much in our press, from a newspaper called Die Welt, D-I-E-W-E-L-T, Die Welt, which means, I think, the world. And they came out with a story saying he wasn't just a reporter, that this Mr. Khashoggi was really a spy of sorts, that he was a very murky individual, and he was trying to overthrow the Saudi regime. That may not make it any better for what the Saudis allegedly did to him, but it does give a different twist on a story that has been widely presented in the United States.
Yeah.
There may be a whole different story involved. And by the way, Turkey itself has something like over 100 journalists imprisoned. So there's all kinds of countries that have done some really bad things. And Turkey has 100 journalists imprisoned, according to General Jack Keane, who was on Fox News yesterday.
Well, and but yet the pastor got released from Turkey. I thought that was great news.
Great.
Yep. And really a tremendous, again, we got hostages out of North Korea. Now we get the pastor back from Turkey. That's really good to be able to do that.
We're not paying for him. That's right. We're not paying for him. Which is what happened during President Obama's administration.
Alan, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Thanks for your time, as always.
Thank you, sir. I'm sorry I'm so hepped up this morning.
Great. Well, you know, I heard Josh, the prize guy on Q96, say, we don't have four seasons, we have two. Yeah. We have spring, summer, and fall, winter. That's what we got.
That's right.
thank you, Alan. Professor Alan Sachs, University of Texas at Arlington, ESPN 93.5. If you want to text in, you're always welcome. 359-2255 on anything we have on. Love to hear what you think. 359-2255. Diane has our sports headline.
Baseball-wise, Red Sox over the Astros 7-5. Now that series is tied up at a game apiece. Also tied up at a game apiece, NLCS, as Milwaukee and the Dodgers go at it at 6:30 tonight. On to the NFL. Miami beat the Bears. That final was 31-28. They had the New York Jets over Indiana 42-34. Some great games. The late one, New York Patriots and Kansas City Chiefs.
New England
43.
That was a great game.
40.
I would not mess with Kansas City. They have really, this Mahone guy is really good. Yeah, that was a tremendous football game with Kansas City losing by three. But there, I don't think there's ever been a final in the NFL 43-40. They can look up anything. And that was just a lot of points, and particularly on New England.
Yeah. Man. That's right.
Yeah.
San Francisco and Green Bay going at it tonight. As far as college and the AP poll, Alabama on top, Ohio State now at number two. Then Clemson, Notre Dame bumped up from number eight. LSU is at number five. Michigan at six. Texas, Georgia, Oklahoma, and Central Florida to round out the top five. Of course, we know our Illini not so much when we took on Purdue and lost 46-7. Started out nice. I had to leave the game early. I must be their good luck charm.
I will offer comments in 5 minutes.
Okay, sounds good. We'll stay tuned for that, Stevie J. They've got Wisconsin coming up. Illinois volleyball beat Wisconsin 3-1 over the weekend. They've got Michigan on Friday, and I believe the Michigan State 20th game on the 20th is the pink out if you want to head to Huff Hall. Illinois soccer over Indiana 1-0 in overtime. Congratulations to them. Illinois basketball team will be working with them on Sunday, the 21st. If you want to come on out to the Ubbin practice facility, we're working with the U of I Community Credit Union and ShambanaMoms.com to make this a free event. Plenty of candy for everyone.
This Sunday, man.
We love the kids and all their creative costumes. I feel like we should give awards out to the best, but it'd be hard to decide.
All those kids would go home crying. Mommy, I didn't win.
I mean.
Well, I know. We'll give them all participation trophies.
There we go. It's at 4th and St. Mary. If you want to come on out again, 3 to 5 on Sunday. Looking forward to that. The Champions Tour PGA, Bernard Langer on the Seniors Tour, a winner. And Eric Amarondan on the checkered flag in Talladega.
All right. 7:18. Know if your workout, gym, office, school, or public transportation services are clean. CMI has advanced technology that applies cleaning, coating, and disinfectants more effectively, efficiently, with greater convenience. 46 years of experience and expertise, locally owned, female operated, actually owned and operated. Betsy and Brad Parks, they're just one of the best janitorial supply companies ever. Call them today at 359-6262. Visit them online, cmiclean.com, cmiclean.com. I've been watching Illinois football, well, you know, all my life, but became aware, well, 1971 maybe, you know, just kind of tracking my team. Bob Blackman was hired, came from where, Dartmouth, I think. Followed through the 70s, the whole Gary Moeller thing, the Mike White excitement. So I definitely have a basis of fandom that I can reflect on, and I would like to do that following the game against Purdue on Saturday. We'll do that in just a moment. Let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
A little cooler than usual for October 15th. We've got a high 48 expected and 32 our low tonight. Mostly clear and then some frost. In fact, a freeze watch in effect from 10 to 8 tomorrow. Tomorrow's high at 54, though. Sunshine down to around 38. Clear conditions Tuesday evening. Wednesday and Thursday up into the mid-50s, down to around the freezing point at night, but plenty of sunshine by day. There's rain in the forecast coming up on Friday. Right now, overcast in 44, ESPN 93.5.
Check your Fox Business Minute. See how these markets are going to open. So turbulent last week. Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. Well, we're halfway through October. ESPN 93.5, 720.
From the Fox Business Network, Sears Holdings is reorganizing under bankruptcy protection. The Chapter 11 filing means the company will continue operating under the court's supervision. There are approximately 700 Sears and Kmart stores remaining. There will be 142 stores closed by the end of the year. Going out of business sales will begin soon at those locations. Bank of America's business improved in the summer quarter. Its profit rose more than 30%. It was helped by the strong economy, higher interest rates and the new tax law. And there's a merger of two major defense contractors. Harris Corporation and L3 Technologies supply the military with everything from air traffic control systems to space hardware. The Dow is up 287 on Friday. The NASDAQ added 167 and the S&P gained 38. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes, and you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One and a member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Ah, that romantic first date.
I love animals.
Me too.
Really?
Yes, I really love chicken.
Chickens, okay, I like chickens too.
And sausage and hot dogs.
Oh, well, those aren't really animals.
And I love bacon.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, and brats?
Not an animal.
If you love fresh-cut meat, you need to stop into the U of I Meat Sales Room. Open Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 5:30 and Fridays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. off Florida on Maryland Avenue in Urbana.
Oh, yeah, I like pork too.
Still not an animal.
You're up before O-Dark 30. You don't ask for medals or even a pat on the back. But if all your hard work is indeed its own reward, then consider the new Ram Limited Tungsten Edition as a bonus. Natura Plus leather seating, premium projector headlamps, suede headliner, packaged in the highly capable, hard-working truck you'd expect from Ram. Keep doing what you do, but who says you can't do it in a nicer truck? The new Ram Limited Tungsten, the most luxurious Ram truck ever. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
All right, ESPN 93.5, does estate planning seem too complicated? Well, the experienced team of financial advisors at Busey Wealth Management can help you navigate through the process with ease. Estate planning is often an overlooked element of financial wellness. Estimated over half of Americans, 56 to be exact, do not have an updated estate plan, according to the National Association of Estate Planners and Counselors. Why is that important? Well, you want to decide where your stuff goes and best tax strategies as well. Don't delay. Create your plan today. Identify assets. Make your wishes known permanently. You can do all this. Be open and honest with loved ones. Adapt a plan over time. Establish a timeless legacy and consult professionals at Busey Wealth Management. They'll be happy to sit with you. No cost or obligation. Contact their financial advisors today at 800-67-BUSEY or visit Busey.com. Busey Wealth Management. Solutions for your lifetime. Investment products and services are not FDIC insured. May lose value and no bank guarantee. All right, 7:23 in Champaign-Urbana. Glad you're listening. It's Monday. Went over to Honda BMW on Friday.
Yeah, are you getting that car ready for the parade? Yeah, Grace looks terrific.
Yeah, got the Honda BMW. This is a BMW convertible. Ben Quattrone kind enough to let Miss Illinois, Grace Kachaturian, have it for the parade. And I walked in there. By the way, every time I go on to Honda BMW, I guess this is kind of a commercial, the floor's clean.
Yeah,
and I check it. So I wonder if they do that every night, because how can a floor stay that white? They have to clean it every night.
Person in charge of that, good job.
Yeah, excellent, because I always say crisscross applesauce, eat off the floor if you drop it in the BMW showroom. So anyway, I had a beautiful Beamer. The Hondas over there, again, they've got, I don't know, six or seven different types, eight, whatever the number is, and there's hundreds on the lot. That dealership used to be, you know, like get on a waiting list and not very much inventory. This has turned into one of the top 10% dealers in America. Honda, BMW, DriveChampagne.com, DriveChampagne.com. Say hey to Ben Quattrone for me. Okay, so yeah, we had a BMW convertible, and I went home to pick up Grace, and Diane texted me that the parade's been canceled. I said, say what?
Exactly. You know, the snow.
Well, it was, listen, at 4 o'clock, it looked bad.
I know.
But then if you looked at your phone, you saw, well, this is going to push through, and by 6, it's going to be okay.
That's right.
So the big, heavy flurries, but still, we have been out there in homecoming parades and pep rallies when there's been a sideways rain.
I know.
And so then, obviously, everybody does the same thing. Well, in my day.
Back in my day.
Everybody's the same thing.
Exactly.
Oh, we're getting soft.
We are.
Oh, but then at 6 o'clock, because we went to the
iHotel.
Wonderful presentation, Jeffrey Breslow, and the unveiling of the sculpture that Peter Fox had.
That was great.
At iHotel, and a beautiful sculpture there on the north side. Looking right at State Farm Center. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we went to that. It was nice. Ed Zagorski, who's legendary in art and design, he was there. A whole bunch of dignitaries. So we had somewhere to go. But really, at 6 o'clock, I mean, I'm going, come on, man. Could have had a parade.
Right.
It's chilly because it's always chilly for homecoming. Anyway, so that didn't happen. We're disappointed, but... You know, again, intimidating at 4:30 in the afternoon before 6 o'clock.
I was glad you brought Benjamin. He seemed to enjoy meeting the professor.
Yeah, Ed Zagorski is 97 and legendary in art and design at the University of Illinois.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, disappointed that didn't happen. Then we get to the football game. And started out pretty well. You know, we punted. They punted. And then we went down and scored a touchdown. So it's 7-0 Illinois. So I'm thinking, okay, man, could be a good game.
A good start.
And then Purdue just blitzed us 3 touchdowns, you know, in a row. Bam, bam, bam. It's 21-7. And then finally 46-7. You know, everything that's been said has, you know, it's vitriolic. It's, we're the worst team ever. It was just so disappointing because we actually had a decent crowd. 42,000.
Mm-hmm.
The student section responded to Lovey's plea.
Yes, that's right.
Student section was full.
I saw a lot of beards, too, which is great. The promotional beards were handed out.
The problem is that people cared about this game.
Right.
We thought we were going to be competitive and have a chance to upset Purdue, who was a 10-point favorite, but to not be competitive was brutally disappointing. And obviously to the fans, who cared for a minute. I mean, we looked up, there was actual interest in the football game, and there was electricity.
Mm-hmm.
And to lay an egg hurt. It did, and I'm just, it's part of the process, but it sure rocks your foundation thinking we got better. The real question is, how bad is Rutgers? Oh, my goodness. Because Purdue is probably better than we thought, but they have a second-year coach. Well, I don't think they're going to be able to hold on to. Jeff Brohm's going to get an SEC job.
Okay, so now we're at Wisconsin on the 20th. One's hard.
We're 26.5-point underdogs, and frankly, surprised it's not more.
Okay. I mean, then it's at Maryland, but we can win against Minnesota November 3rd.
Minnesota's fighting for a bowl.
Oh.
They're 4-2, so...
It's Nebraska. Nebraska is the one we got.
At Nebraska. They're licking their chops.
November 10th.
They're licking their chops. That's the team they could beat. Now, listen, defensively,
we've got to win in here somewhere.
Well, that's the point, is that, you know what? Everybody knows it wasn't their best day. I love Illinois. I really like Josh Whitman. I like Lovey. Don't know Lovey, but I know he's a good man. And we have to win another football game. Otherwise, it's going to feel worse than last year, frankly.
My brother Michael and I came in just a hair late, and he asked about who won the kick or who won the toss.
Yeah.
And that's a factor, huh?
Well, I don't understand how we lost the flip and the wind. I've heard nobody talking about that. And I ultimately in this game, it probably didn't matter. But how do you not take the wind in the first quarter, which was fairly significant, blowing from south to north,
mm-hmm.
and they scored 3 touchdowns with the win first quarter. They just boom, boom. David Blau's very good. But our defense, I mean, why we're so soft on the receivers and give them 15-yard gaps, I don't know. I don't know. All I know is that we're all disappointed.
Brian says, as soon as the Illini ran out in gray uniforms, I knew the game was over. Doesn't the university school colors, aren't they orange and blue? Well, evidence of the continued dismantlement of Illini tradition.
This is a gray ghost.
I know.
This is Red Grange. Mm-hmm. We've done it for like 4 years in a row. This isn't the first time.
It's confusing when you're rooting for people.
Well, anyway.
Twice I rooted against the Illini because I was confused about their uniforms.
Really?
Really.
Okay. Anyway, we have to win another football game. Don't know where it's coming from, but we really, really need to. But because the progress I thought we showed, now I've got doubts. We'll see. But we got to figure it out. I hope they'll come out, be somehow competitive against a much better team. Wisconsin's really good. But boy, it's so, and again, losing's one thing. Losing this way was hard. 359-2255, you want to text in at 7:30?
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says about accusations the Saudi Arabian government murdered a Saudi journalist in Turkey. There will be severe punishment if that happened.
We would be very upset and angry if that were the case. As of this moment, they deny it, and did not deny it vehemently. Could it be them? Yes.
The president on 60 Minutes on CBS, the Saudi government says there will be economic retaliation for any sanctions. The president and first lady go to Georgia and Florida today to see the damage for themselves and get an update on Hurricane Michael recovery efforts. On the Florida Panhandle.
Part of the problem, according to search and rescue teams and authorities, is that the communications are so badly damaged and down. So that is what they believe is most of the explanation for all of these unaccounted for people. But they are still going door to door, doing second and third inspections just to make sure nobody is inside and survived and needs help.
Fox's Phil Keating. This is Fox News.
Our morning news with Jamie Monticelli brought to you by Classic Plumbing. Honest, affordable, and professional. With a 2-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook. Online, it's ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Police are asking for help in solving a fatal shooting. A 35-year-old man died. Police found him in a home on Lawndale Drive near Westfield. Police said those who live between Kirby and Springfield Avenue and between Duncan and Kenwood Road can help. Police are looking for exterior home surveillance video taken near the area of Centennial and Sangamon Drive between midnight and 3 a.m. If you know anything, call Crime Stoppers at 217-373-8477. Some Facebook users have gotten a new message on the top of their feed saying their information was taken in a data breach. Facebook revealed on Friday that hackers used 400,000 accounts under their control to get access tokens of 30 million Facebook users. Of the 30 million affected users, 14 million had their names, contact information, and information like relationship status and recent place check-ins exposed to the attackers. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, Classic Plumbing.
All right, here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Overcast now with this 20% chance of precipitation, partly cloudy, and a high 48 expected today. 32 are low into the evening tonight. In fact, a freeze watch in effect from 10 p.m. tonight until 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. Frost, then sunshine tomorrow. High 54, low 38. 51 the high on Wednesday with sunshine. 55 on Thursday. Frost, then sunshine. Right now we're at 44. Feels like 35 with the wind chill. ESPN 93.5.
All right, had some texts. Somebody texted in that Purdue's only lost 3 games by a total of 8 points, and so they're probably a whole bunch better than we thought. And then maybe we're not quite as good as I thought. Yeah. Again, diehard Illini fans, and always will be, but. So hard thinking you're seeing progress and then to be let down. This from Matt. The same happened when we played North Carolina 2 years ago. I remember that. And recently with Penn State. With the Penn State game, you know, we got beat 64-24, whatever it was, 63-24, but it was good for three quarters. Everything was set for us, and then we just blow it. Something has to give. Okay, I totally understand. It was just not what we expected. We cared about the game. You got me fired up for it, and then it was just that. You lose 28-17. It's probably okay. It's still a loss, but it just, obviously, the way the fans streamed out. I think Lauren Tate in the News Gazette said it best. We stayed for as long as we could take it.
Okay.
And then I couldn't stay and watch it. It was just so bad. So you keep going. That's all you can do. Mm-hmm. Strap it on. Go play competitive football with Wisconsin. Prove to me that we are a lot better, because I think we still are. We just ran into maybe a better team than we thought. And then we had an off day. And Lovey said the coaches and I didn't prepare this team. What a shame, because there are people there that cared.
I know.
The homecoming.
That's what homecoming's all about.
Nobody wanted it to happen, and it was really disappointing. But you know what? You got to strap it back on. They're my team. I love you, but let's just go. You got to go win another football game. Somewhere you got to win one. Just to show us that it's getting better. We need encouragement again. We had it, and now it's all gone for me. I don't know if we can win another game. So just show me I'm wrong. Win one more. One more. That's it. One more.
So speaking of alumni, he went to the U of I.
Jim Coxworth with Illinois Citizens Uprising. Jim, how are you?
I'm good. A little chilly this morning.
Jim is walking from St. Charles to Springfield, Illinois, because he's mad as heck and he's not going to take it anymore. Something like that, Jim. I talked to your lovely wife. You're walking in protest. You're mad. The state's dysfunctional politically. And unfortunately, I'm at a point to where I don't know if we can do anything about this.
Right.
And yet you are committed to what? What do you want to do with this, Jim?
Well, I think that the way the system is right now, I would agree with you, Stevie J. There's not much we can do when people can stay in power for 30 or 40 years and use the whole system to rig it against the citizens. I think you're right. So my goal here is to energize the voters, of which there are many, many more than legislators, and force them and demand that they put in a couple of reforms. Number one being term limits, 8 years and out.
What about Bruce Rauner? He sure tried that, and Mac Madigan says no.
Well, I think that's the problem when you try and do it within the system. Sooner or later, Mike Madigan is going to block whatever efforts you have, and he's going to kill it in committee, or he's going to kill it at the Supreme Court because he controls the justices, some of them. So I'm saying that if enough people, instead of not voting and not caring and complaining and talking, would get out and go to their local congressman and demand a couple of these reforms and say that we're not going to tolerate anything less, I think something might get done.
All right, so were you talking about putting it on a ballot initiative or something like that?
Well, you know, over 80% of Illinois voters want term limits, and we can't even get it on the ballot. That just doesn't sound like a democracy to me. I can't understand how 177 people can keep us from what we want.
Well, because they control the game. That's the reason. And why would they vote themselves out of their career?
Well, that's the problem. But because we got to demand that they do it. I think there are some legislatures actually that are some legislators that want to do this. It's just that there's not enough of them. And I think instead of them wanting us to get into office, if we went to their offices and started demanding change, they would get the message.
Well, God bless you. I think it's great what you're trying to do. It was wonderful to have that much passion for this state. I think we're pretty Indiana-ish, south of I-80, but north of I-80, it's something, isn't it, politically? Wow.
Well, I think that controls the state, unfortunately.
Can't make Chicago my 51st state, can I?
I've actually thought about it, but like I said, if voters will get mad enough and get out and voice their opinions and demonstrate, quit just complaining and do something, I think we can force some change here.
Okay, so are you getting attention for Illinois Citizens Uprising? What kind of media is covering you?
We've had some local media up in Chicago covering us. We've got a bunch of radios talking to us. I've got a press conference when I get to Springfield. I mean, I think it's continuing to build. I think everybody's upset about the state, at least from the voter side. It's just the politicians, like I said, they've rigged the system for themselves.
Yeah.
So
are you talking about
eight years
and done, or 8 years you can't be a rep, you got to run for Senate, or are you talking eight and done? No.
Eight and done.
Wow.
None of that goofing around. Eight and done. Then we bring in new blood, new ideas. You'd never have somebody being speaker for 35 years. And, yes, there'd be corruption after 8 years, but you'd bring out the big broom and sweep it out. Our first president believed in term limits, George Washington, because he wanted to protect the democracy. But what the hell? Here we are in Illinois, and it's not a democracy anymore.
As impossible as this sounds, Jim, my brother, down in Louisiana in the 90s, had something called Louisiana 96. And I'll be darned if he didn't get Louisiana State. The state of Louisiana now has term limits because of his efforts. So it's possible. If you can do it in Louisiana, you can do it in Illinois.
Remember how bad Louisiana
was? They're actually darn good because they got people coming in and out.
That's right.
So I've always believed that you go, you serve, and I want people to go that really don't want to go. Those are the best kind. They just are going to serve and then come home and stop thinking about the next election and fundraising.
Well, we got to go out and get in front of these people and quit bitching and get out there and start getting active.
Jim Cogsworth.
12 million of us. 12 million and 177 on. I think we
went. We definitely have the numbers, but you're trying to lasso it all together. Illinois Citizens Uprising. How do people find out more? How do they get involved with you?
We have a website called IllinoisCitizenUprising.com, and everything's there on the website. We post daily videos, so if they go there, that's kind of where everybody connects.
Well, I think J.B. Pritzker is going to knock out Bruce Rauner based on everything I'm hearing.
No.
It just looks
but
like...
But will it matter? He'll just be a Madigan puppet, just like Rauner. Madigan, he obstructs a guy like Rauner, so it's really Madigan running the place. And everybody thinks I'm anti-Democrat, but we're not. If there was a Republican in there doing what Madigan's doing, we'd be just against him as anybody else.
You know what, though? If you just... How's the state doing anyway, and who's controlled it for the last 2-3 decades. I mean, at some point you're going to go, like Trump said, what do you have to lose?
Right. We're not doing so well, are we?
No, we're not. And we continue to put the people, because they're my guy as a state rep. Mike Madigan's my guy. He takes care of my district. I like him. I'm keeping him there because he takes care of me.
And also people are afraid of him.
Well, probably for good reason. I mean, there's
you got a lot of money and
a lot of power. Yeah,
they'll get you out of office if you don't go along with them. So we need to get the broom out and sweep them out of office.
IllinoisCitizensUprising.com?
Correct.
All right, Jim. Bundle up on your walk to Springfield. How many miles today?
We're going to do 15.
Okay.
It's cold. It's windy, but the sun will come up.
187 miles total, 187?
187.
Wow. That's some blisters there, too, isn't it, Jim?
I do have some blisters, man. I won't lie to you. I didn't expect to have this many, but I took some medicine last night and taped them up, so we'll be okay.
Just for dramatic, you need to be walking in with tape dragging from your feet. That'll even be more dramatic.
Right.
Limping.
Maybe at the press conference in Springfield, I'll crawl to the finish line.
Yeah. You're going to run for anything?
No. I have no interest in politics. I want to make politics fair again for the people. I love this state. I think it's got a lot of great things going for it.
Yeah, we really do. It's a great state. It's just our direction and control of it isn't very encouraging. Stand by J.B. Pritzker and your taxes too, Jim. They'll love more.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, well, he won't pay any because all his money's in the cabin.
You can track stuff. I mean, does he truly have money in the Cayman Islands?
Well, that's what they say, but then it turns out Rounder does too, so the two of them or something.
Jim Cogsworth, man of the people.
There we go.
IllinoisCitizensUprising.com. Thanks, friend. Be careful. Have fun.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on, too.
My pleasure.
Well, I know he's talking about term limits, but the fair maps and redistricting is also talked about. I don't know if we can ever get that done.
Well, you have to control every 10 years, have control of something, and the Democrats control it. I don't know. All I can say is, how you doing? How's the state doing? And you have to say, any fair person would say, not very well. And then you say, well, if you have a company, how likely is it that company with a lot of employees would move to Illinois based on how it's set up? Now, you can get them if you give them tax breaks for 20 years, but that's the point. Get in the tax base
right.
And get in the money, and then you give them 20 years. Yeah, they might come for that, but it doesn't help your state. Okay, 359-2255.
And we're hearing Cash Jackson for governor from Chris. That is a cool name.
Who's Cash Jackson?
It's Cash Jackson. It's spelled with a K on Cash Jackson. I've seen some signs up for him, libertarian candidate. Diehard Illini fan. Oh, here we go on the Illini, too, from that. And always will be, no matter what, but so hard thinking you're seeing progress and then to be let down. The same thing happened when we played North Carolina 2 years ago and recently with Penn State. Everything was set for us, and then we just blow it. Something has to give.
Well, again, we got a ball game Saturday. And we go to Wisconsin, and they're one of the really good ones. You know, if you can compete with Wisconsin somehow. But, again, defensively, I'm going, oh, man, what's up? Pretty easy. Up and down the field, they had 610 yards of total offense, 400 and some at half. And they called off the dogs. It could have been much more. Just was no defense. And that's Lovey's thing, is defense. We just, I don't know. And then, again, AJ, great kid. Don't have confidence he can throw it downfield very well. He's a run first thinker, and the quarterback's like that. He's a very good runner, but it just fell out of sync. The whole thing fell out of sync. All you can do is strap it on. Let's go. Play Saturday.
There we go.
Atkins Group, pleased to introduce newest 8 homes at Stone Creek. It'll be tomorrow night, 4 to 6. Come see truly incredible environment created by generous lawns and attention to detail, partnering with the Think Urbana Tax Incentive Program that won't let you pay full property taxes for 5 whole years. Again, check them out, Affordable Stone Creek, tomorrow, 4 to 6, the Atkins Group, 8 homes, you'll love them, located on Stone Creek Boulevard. Look for the big tent on Bond Circle. Sports coming up.
Betsy Dirksen Londrigan and her D.C. allies are smearing Rodney Davis on health care. It's a desperate attempt to hide Londrigan's support for government-run health care that threatens our choice of doctors. The truth? Rodney Davis voted to provide strong protections for patients with pre-existing conditions. Rodney's wife is a cancer survivor and a registered nurse, and that's a big reason he's fighting for better health care for all of us. Here's Shannon Davis.
The attacks on Rodney are just ridiculous. I'm someone with a pre-existing condition and will have that for the rest of my life. The genetic form of cancer that I have can affect our children. They have that chance to have the same type of cancer that I do. Rodney, his ultimate goal is just to make sure that everybody has the health care that they want and the choices and the options that they choose. Rodney's willing to work across party lines to fight for better health care for all of us. It's personal to us.
I'm Rodney Davis. I'm running for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Rodney for Congress.
Jay Layman today, 10 to 11. And those boys are journalists. They'll give it to you, and it won't be pretty.
Okay.
Because it wasn't. I'm a fan. I'm just rooting for my team. And I can't cream them because they've been creamed. And it was really bad.
Yeah, we had a text in talking about Purdue, and is it a total of 8 points or something?
They've lost 3 games by a total of 8 points.
Okay, gotcha.
Jeff Brohm, who used to be an Illinois assistant coach, superstar head coach for Purdue, is not going to stay in West Lafayette. He's going to be the hot guy, and he's going to take the next big SEC opening. Okay. Here you go, 7:48 sports headlines.
Well, we have a ball game tonight, and it's Milwaukee and the LA Dodgers around 6:30. 1-1, that series is tied up, as is the Red Sox, as they beat the Astros 7-5. That series tied up at a game apiece on the American League side. So things are shaping up to be very interesting.
Yeah, all night and weekends, by the way, we're carrying all the ball games on ESPN 93.5.
That's right.
Nights and weekends, you can hear the play-by-play. Pretty good radio.
It is.
Yeah, excitement. Right. Yep.
Especially in this fall kind of weather, it's kind of odd and, I don't know, summer-like to listen to some of those baseball games. NFL action yesterday, Miami over the Chicago Bears, 31-28. New York Jets over Indiana, 42-34. New England Patriots over the Kansas City Chiefs, 43-40 in that late-night game. And San Francisco and Green Bay will be going at it tonight. NHL action had Anaheim over St. Louis's Blues, 3-2 yesterday. On to the college AP poll with Alabama on top again. Then Ohio State, Clemson, North Dakota. Notre Dame is my ND. And then we had number 5, LSU. They bumped up from number 8. Purdue, of course, over the Illini, 46-7. And now we've got Wisconsin. Speaking of the Illini, beating Wisconsin 3-1 in volleyball. That was
that was a good win. But it's just like, you go on the road, you go home. There's like how many teams in the top 10 in the country in volleyball in the Big Ten? Is it crazy good?
Mm-hmm.
Wisconsin was ranked right fifth. What else is new? Everybody's ranked second, fourth, seventh, eighth. What? So good. Conference is so good.
That's right. Illinois soccer wins over Indiana. That final was 1-0 yesterday. We'll spotlight Muhammad Seymour and McComb coming up on Friday night, October 19th, for the J.T. Walker's High School Sports Showcase. Thanks to all our sponsors. A really good game, Unity and Rantoul, with the Rockets on top of the Eagles last Friday night. So we appreciate Carl Sports Medicine and Parkland College, Jesse DeHaan at Country Financial. Illini Mattress is also on board. And you could be too, for that matter. Just reach out. Again, they're on Q96 on Friday night. That's sports on ESPN 93.5.
Okie dokie. We'll check your weather.
I'm in plus.
Okie dokie. It's October 15. What's the weather looking like, Diane?
20% shot at some precipitation. It is kind of spitting at us in the area. Overcast now and breezy northwesterly winds at 18 and the wind chill at 35 currently. 48 our high with sunshine by this afternoon. 32 our low tonight. In fact, a freeze watch starts at 10 p.m. Goes through 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. High 54 expected with the sunshine Tuesday, down to around 38 in the evening. Up to 51 Wednesday, 55 with sunshine on Thursday. Maybe some wet conditions on Friday with that chance of showers and a high 56. We're currently at 43, ESPN 93.5.
Diane gets out. I don't generally get out as much as Diane. That's a laugh.
Well,
she's out 150 times more than I am.
Well, look at the Illini game. And then Lifeline Connect had a wonderful banquet.
We got to that.
And that was from 4 to 6. And then 7:30, the OJs went on stage at the Virginia Theater.
How do they sound?
I went up to our section of ESPN 93.5 winners and high-fived them. And I went towards the back so I could dance most of the show. Because I was feeling it,
that's
especially
awesome.
On this one.
Let's
it was
go.
The backstabbers.
Yeah. What they do? They shout in your face.
How they sound?
Really good.
I mean, what is it? Ernie Lambert is 76.
That's right.
And they sang.
He was moving. You know, they have the Temptation style moves and things like that. Just real nice to see them synchronized.
And how was it? Crowd decent? A few hundred people?
Yeah.
I mean, it was 500 people maybe?
Oh, no.
Really?
I'd say probably 1,200. Oh. Doesn't the place hold 22?
14.
Okay.
1,400.
Okay, so maybe just shy of 1,000.
Well, that's good.
It was good.
All right, good. Anyway, OJs, love to have good groups in town. And Steven over at the Virginia booked some really good ones.
That's right. I patted him on the back. Eddie Levert, Walter Williams, William Powell, Bob Massey, Bill Giles. Those aren't in the group now, though. Eddie Levert and Walter Williams,
right,
for sure.
Okay. 76 singing 90 straight dances.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
Love seeing the, Dick Clark footage of
the American Bandstand.
They're out.
America's teenager, Dick Clark.
Exactly.
Wow, does that go back or what?
It did.
All right, a lot of crowd 50 plus, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yes.
All
and,
right.
And some lady's getting up close to Eddie and him singing, pouring out his loving heart to her.
Good.
So that was entertaining.
Diane Ducey, I'm Stevie J. Be right back. 8 o'clock news next. ESPN 93.5, 757.